Blog Talk Radio.
Here, the reason for the season, 27th of September, here in the Gregorian 2022, Ethiopic, long count 7,515, short count 2015. Right here on the In and I would like to give thanks and praise, you know, to the members and the friends of the Ethiopian Wealth Federation Incorporated. We had a WhatsApp call regarding Maskal, regarding Meskel, this particular day, the first of the holidays according to the Ethiopian Wealth Federation Constitution and bylaws. So this might be one of the first times in recent history that we got a good you know, number of members together from various parts of the diaspora around the world, even from Ethiopia, you know, to call in and to reason on this first of the declared national holiday. So here, just to share this from the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, the preamble: we, the black peoples of the world, in order to effect unity, solidarity, liberty, freedom, and self-determination, to secure justice and maintain the integrity of Ethiopia, which is our divine heritage, do hereby establish and ordain this constitution for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. So here, this is established August 25th, 1937, headquarters New York, New York. So we get to Article XI in the Roman numbers. That's Article. We have Article 11. Article 11 right there. Section 1, observance of national holidays. Now, I'm looking at the board right here, and I think our signal to the YouTube, the live stream, I think it temporarily went off. You saw it on for a moment, but it's off right now. Let's just check right here in the background, you know, with the, you know, the technical department right here amongst I. But like to first of all say, Inquan, Bedechna, Burhana, Meskelu, Lesalam, Adarasachu, may the light of his cross, right, the true cross, his cross, the true cross shine upon the eye. But make I reason. It'd be good for I to reason on more of, well, what and why. You know, we speak about the true cross. What and why? Okay, I see we're back on. We're going to just rewind for the brothers and sisters and others who are on the live stream. Here on the T to T. Here on Testify Tuesday, the T to T, we saw the call had dropped, so we knew that the live streamers, you know, probably couldn't hear that particular part. So we're just going to rewind right here. First of all, we're just giving thanks to, you know, the members and the friends of the Ethiopian Wealth Federation Incorporated for the gathering together on this day, the 27th of September, 2022, according to the Gregorian, for the observance of the first of our national holidays, according to the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. It says in Article XI, that's 11 Section 1, observance of national holidays, or holy days, set apart, that the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated should observe with appropriate ceremonies the following holidays. So here, this is from the Constitution and bylaws established by our ancestors, we the black people of the world, here in the Americas and from the Caribbean, and also from, you say, the motherland, with due respect to Dr. Malakou Emmanuel Bayan, right, special emissary to black America. This was established August 25th, 1937, just to point it out. So here it says, of the following holidays, Maskal, here is spelled in the old way that the transliterators would transliterate today. If you look up M-E-S-K-E-L, a wiki page has some basic information. Perhaps we might seek to reason on that. And even if we're possible, you know, open up the lines if one's and ones want to come forward with a reasonment. But here are the three national holidays that we, the black people of the world and members of the Ethiopian World Federation, observe. Here, according to Constitution, it says, Maskel or Meskel. Meskel, the cross or the finding of the true cross, firstly, foremostly, secondarily, the birthday of Emperor Haile Selassie I, Haile Selassie I, thirdly, Constitution Day, and any other holiday that shall be declared. But these are the standing holidays, ILA days in the Constitution and bylaws established by our INI ancestors, August 25th, 1937. So this is also a tribute to the ancestors. So on this podcast right here for the T to T for Testify Tuesday, we like to keep that as a peculiar and a particular theme, because here, Hebraically, Judaically, we are at the this would be the first of the 10 days. So we have like the 10 days, you know, the first going into the second of the 10 days, the 10 days of awe between the day of trumpets, the Yom Teruah, right, and the Yom HaKippurim, the day of atonement, at one man tau, at one man's T. What's a true cross? Is a true cross uppercase capital T? This is why we need to bring this up on, you know, so to have some, what's that called again, the live stream, like on the live stream reasoning, so where ones can kind of share their screens, because there's some exhibits to be shared. But just going from low degrees to high degrees, we're connecting right here, you know, the wheel and the wheel, the heavenly wheel and the wheel, the solar cycle, September 11th on the solar, which is a calendar, Ethiopian Kingdom of God. And here, Hebraically, Judaically, according to the lunar solar calendar, we've come into the seventh month, the seventh moon, also initiating here the autumnal, right, or what's called the fall festival season, the third of the three times in the year, the pilgrim festivals, Shalosh Regalim, and it's all connected very, very intimately, brothers and sisters. Hopefully we have some time and opportunity to just share, you know, what we can share right here, here, here. So here, the T to T, Testify Tuesday, the Ras, the Farai, T to T, Testify Tuesday for Meskel, Meskel, Maskal, the finding of the true cross. Seek and ye shall find, here at the first day of the 10 days of awe, the 10 awesome days, dreadful days leading up to the Day of the Atonement, right? Is your name written there in the book of life? Let's reason. Come, come, come.
I'm going to testify. የሚያየንን አየነው፣ የሰማንን አወቅነው፣ የዳሰሰንን አገኘነው፣ የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየንን ጌታ ኤልሮሂም። የሚያየንን አየነው፣ የሰማንን አወቅነው፣ የዳሰሰንን አገኘነው፣ የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየንን ጌታ ኤልሮሂም። የሚያየንን አየነው፣ የሰማንን አወቅነው፣ የዳሰሰንን አገኘነው፣ የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየንን ጌታ ኤልሮሂም።
So we have that right there, Ethiopian prayer right there, and to give the interpretation.
I'm going to testify. I'm going to testify.
What?
የሚያየንን አየነው፣ የሰማንን አወቅነው፣ የዳሰስንን አገኘነው፣ የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየንን ጌታ ኤሎሂም። የሚያየንን አየነው። The one who he who sees us, we have having seen past, present, we having seen. የሚያየንን አየነው፣ የሚያየንን አየነው፣ Yes, Amanin Awek No. He who or the one who has heard us, we have known. Yes, Amanin Awek No. Yeah, Dasesinin Agenyano. He who, the one who has touched us, Agenyano. We have found. We have found. And since we have met, we have found. Ye Abrahamin Amlak. The Amlak, the source of Abraham. Ye Abrahamin Amlak. Ye Miyayinin Gita. The one, the Lord, the Gita, who has and who sees us, Elohim.
Sin.
Padamawi.
Inflatia.
The whole place is due for help.
And Baraka, words of evocation and invocation of good and prosperity here in this new Shana season cycle at the heavens. Turn around this earthly plane here. Hey, Yom Teruah, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, Baraka here, as we're at this second day here. And this second day is the finding of the true cross. So when we look at the solar calendar and the lunar calendar, we get a crossing, even in the heavens, as above, so below.
The Rosh Chodesh Baraka, the Rosh Chodesh blessing. The following, a simplified Baraka blessing, can be recited to celebrate and celebrate the new moon, the new...
Yes, I, brothers and sisters, and we come to that time when we give thanks for reaching the start of a new Hebraic cycle, and we give thanks with the Hebrew blessing, Yehi Ratzon Melfaneka Adonai Eloheinu VeElohei Aboteinu Shetech Hadash Eleinu Shana Toba UMetuka VaAdoneinu Yeshua HaMoshiach LeKabod Melkei Melakim Kalamawi Haile Selassie Amen. May it be your will, Lord, our God, and the God of our fathers, that you renew for us a good and sweet year in our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. Glory be the King of Kings, Keremawi Haile Selassie the First. Amen. Yes, I, Rastafari. Lashana Tova. Shalom.
Hello. Yes, I.
Name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. Yes, a new name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel King is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I Negro, Ethiopia
shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Padamawi.
Inflatia.
The whole place is due for help.
Seek and you shall find. Today, finding of the true cross. 27 September, Burhana Meskel. Adarasachu, may the light of his cross reach the eye. Yes, I. Ring the alarm. Rastafari, call you. Call him. Yes. So here from the Liturgy of His Majesty, we often would play this this audible, right? This audible usually is like played on the Kedame, right? Kedame, where it says that the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Again, on the Kedame, on Saturdays, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars, as above, so below. The Meskalu, his cross shined and had the heavens, Samayat, the Shemayim, embroidered with Kokabim, with Kawakibit, with stars. Of all the sun, the Tzahai, the sun, S-U-N, Tzahai, the Shemesh is seen. The cross, Meskalu, his cross shine and had the heavens, the Samayat, the Shemayim, Nemharik, the Ge'ez, the Hebrew, embroidered with stars, Kokavim, Kawakibit. So here, riding up right here from the Psalm 19, Chavarim, heal up the Queen, Queen Ifrika, Ayabingi chanting for this Isla Day.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. Coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should I know. Everyone should I know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Dila, Selassie. Aya Inge. Imperial Majesty, Emperor Celestia, Empress Menenai. I.
Chosen out of the many that call and know ya. I'm here to live up as a soldier. Ready to hear when me and the man fi know ya. From me you are my fellow soldier. Help me now I sing. Sing as I play the instrument, my strings are in D. So you must know of your responsibility. Show the role of this imperial majesty and the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Some say Baha'u'llah and Elijah, Muhammad and everyone. Justification is always solid. So you feel make sure when you get the mark in you for it is from the line of the tribe of Judah, root of David. So you feel no doubt. From where you are live up as a soldier. When you hear when we are the man feel no doubt. From where you are buffalo soldier.
The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next door to Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, himself, himself.
In my dying, oh, oh, yeah, with King Alpha and Queen Omega, oh, oh, father and mother of creation.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me?
With Ethiopia, this man was born there. Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there. Selah. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. This man was born there, with Ethiopia, with Ethiopia, with Ethiopia, with Ethiopia.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, himself. Himself.
And at times to God himself, times like these.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important,
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
abba Yerushalayim. So I and I children sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Ready. Yes, sir, for the Kadash, right? The Kadash say, Hebraically speaking, right here on the air, here, beginning the first of the 10 days of awe here in the season, this 2022 year, corresponding with Meskel, the Barhana Meskelu, the light, the illumination of his cross, of his mark. So here, all rise. Ah, it's that.
La zona blanca.
Fabulous.
Ja Children versus the World Flesh Satanic Quorum. Alright.
Alright. Court is now in session. Session
where the guilty must be exposed.
All rise. Court is now in session.
For thy great and isle name, hear.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
Adonai, Sifatai, Tiftach, Ufi, Yagid, Tehilateka, O Adonai, Chara, Safari, open thou my lips. Adonai, Sifatai, Tiftach, Ufi, Yagid, Tehilateka, and my mouth shall declare thy praise, thy eyes, his eyes, his Baruch Ata, Adonai, Eloheinu, Elohe Avotenu. Elohe Avraham, Elohe Yitzhak, Elohe Yaakov, Ha'el, Ha'gadol, Ha'gibor, Weha Nora, El, Elyon, Gomel, Chasedim, Tovim, Wekone, Hakol, Wezoker, Chasedei, Avota, Ua, Mebia, Goel, Livnei, Benehem, Lima'an, Shmoa, Be, Ahava, Blessed art thou, the I, Baruch Ata, Adonai. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, Baruch Ata, Yahweh Eloheinu. And the Elohim of I and thy fathers, I and thy patriarchs, O Elohe Abotenu. The Elohim of Abraham, Elohe Abraham. The Elohim of Isaac, Elohe Yitzhak. And the Elohim of Yaakov, Elohe Yaakov, the great, mighty, and reverent El Ha Gadol, Ha Gibor, Weha Nora, El Elohim, Gomel, Hasidim, Tovim, Weha Koneya Hakol, Wizokir Hasidea Avota, Uamnaibia Gome, Koel, Livneya Benaima, Limana Shmo, Bi Ahava, the great, mighty, reverent El, the most high El, who bestoweth loving kindnesses and possesses all things, who remembers the pious deeds, the Hasidim deeds of the patriarchs, and in love will bring a redeemer to their children's children for thy the eyes namesake. Ua may be Goel Livnea bin Nahem Lima'an Shemo Bi Ahava. Remember I and I to life, O King. Zachreinu lechayim melech, who delightest in life, and inscribe I and I in the book of life, de sefer ha-chayim, for thine own sake, O living God, le ma'aneka Elohim chayim, O King, helper, savior, and shield. Melech, Ozer, Ua Moshiach, Ua Magen, blessed art thou, the I, Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, the shield of Abraham, Baruch atah Adonai, Magen, Abraham, thou, the I, Adonai, art mighty for ever. Thou the eye quickenest the dead, givest life to the dead. Thou art mighty to save. Thou the eye sustainest the living with loving kindness. Quickenest causes life to the dead with great mercy. Supportest the falling, healest the sick, loosest the bound, and keepest thy faith to them that sleep in the dust. Who is like to the eye? Mi kamoka. Adonai, Adonai of mighty acts, and who resembleth the eye, O King. Mi yakamoka ba'ala geburota humi dome laka meleka me meet u mi chaye u matza miyach. Yeshua, who is like to the eye, Lord of mighty acts, and who resembleth the eye, O King, who killest and quickenest and causest salvation to spring forth. Who is like to the eye? Mi kamoka Abba Harachamim, Father of mercy, who in mercy rememberest thy, the eye, creatures to life. Yea, faithful art the eye to quicken the dead. Blessed Baruch atah Yahweh me'achaye ha-metim. Blessed art the eye, Adonai, who quickenest the dead. Thou art holy, thou art Ayla, Ata Kadosh. And thy name is holy, thy name is Isla, thy name is set apart. Wishimika Kadosh. And holy beings praise Isaiah, the I, daily. Ua Kedoshima Bekol Yom, Ye Halleluka Selah. Pause. Now, therefore, Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah, I and I Elohim, impose thine awe upon all thy works, and thy dread upon all that thou hast created, that all works may fear, reverence, respect the eye, and all creatures prostrate themselves before the eye, that they may all form a single band to do thy will with a perfect heart, even as we know, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah, Ayinai Elohim, true good, true God, that dominion is thine, strength is in thy hand, Yadeka b'yadeka, and might in thy right hand, and that thy name is to be feared, to be respected above all that thou hast created. Give glory, Yahweh Jehovah, to thy people, Amikah, praise Isis. To them that respect the eye, hope to them that seek the eye, and free speech to them that wait for the eye, joy to thy land, gladness to thy city, a flourishing horn to Dawid, to David, thy servant, and a clear shining light to the son of Jesse, thine anointed, speedily in I and I days. Then shall the just, the righteous also see, seen, and be glad. And the upright shall exalt, and the pious, the hasidim, triumphantly rejoice, while iniquity shall close her mouth. And all wickedness, all wretchedness shall be wholly consumed by smoke. When thou makest the dominion of arrogance to pass away from the earth, and thou, Adonai, Adonai, shall reign, thou, the I alone, over all thy works, on Mount Zion, the dwelling place of thy glory, and in Jerusalem, thy island, set apart city, as it is written in thy holy words. Yahweh, Jehovah shall reign for Iver, thy God, thy true good. El Hayik, Zion, O Zion, to all generations. Hallelujah. Holy Kadosh Ata, holy Kadosh art the I, and dreaded. And dreaded is thy name, Kadosh Ata, with Nora Shemeka. And there is no Elohim, Wein Eloha. Miabala Adeka, beside the eye, as it is written, Kakatub. And Yahweh Sabaoth, Jehovah of hosts, is exalted in judgment. With Ha'el HaKadosh, the Ilael, with Ha'el HaKadosh, is sanctified in righteousness. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, HaMelech HaKadosh, blessed art thou, Jehovah, the Holy, the Ila King. Thou hast chosen us, I and I, from all peoples. Thou hast loved us, I and I. And taken I, and taken pleasure in I, and has exalted I above all tongues. Thou hast sanctified, set I apart by thy commandments, and brought I near to thy service, O I, King Malakenu, and has called I by thy great and holy and Ila name, with Shimekaha Gadola, Weha Kadosha Alenu, Karata, Rata, Rata. Rata, 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 rata.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is
Cause us by thy name, in the mouth of the Lord, the sovereign Xavier, your
name. Yeah,
yeah, the heathen is heathen. They don't like the name. But here, the Mestel finding of the true cross, as it said, we say this on the Kedamit, you know, on the Shabbat day, you know, and the eve, the cross shined and had the heavens, the Shemayim, the Samayat, embroidered with stars. That point about the stars, the true cross, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the cross, Meskelu shines. So which cross are we speaking of? The Meskelu, as above, so below. The Meskelu, the cross, his cross shined and had the heavens. Samayat in the Amharic, based on the Ethiopic, the Samayat, the Shemayi, the place of the heavenly, the place of the waters, celestial waters, embroidered with stars. And of all, Hashemesh, the sun, the Sahai, Sahai is seen, Zin, the course, Meskel, Meskelu, his course, shine, and have the heavens, the Samayat, the Shemayim, embroidered with stars. With the stars, I and I, your children.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars, full of stars, full of
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
New name, precious name.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, Xabir Masagan, Gramawi Rasvatar Madani Alam, Tina Easterling, the Ghost and the Ghast.
Right here, the first part of the Hebraic Kiddush. The Kiddush, right in the Hebrew, the Kedase. In the Gutas and the Royal Amharic, the sacred service here as we are in the holy season, finding of the true cross, here the first day of the 10 days of awe, some call it 10 days of dread, 10 days of adjustments before the judgment, before the Yom HaKippurim, and the invocation is that I and I names will be written there, even in the book, the Sefer, the Cipher. One can even say the chakra, the cipher of life, the sefer ha-hayim. So we shared the first part, the service of the Isla days, even for the new year, this particular season, this time, the Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, with Adonai, Sifatai, Adonai, Sifatai, Adonai, Ionai lips, open Ionai lips. Now, one's want to know that that's found in Psalm 51. It's interesting that Hebraically, Judaically, this is one of the openings to I and I prayer, that we ask the source to give us the opening of the mouth, the opening of I and I lips, Adonai, Sifatai. And the first part was to thy great and holy and set apart name. Here, more for the fulfillment, we have the Watain Leinu, right? Eloheinu. Here. Let's share this right here before we write it with more here. The T to T, testify to Tuesday.
Watain Lanu Yahweh Eloheinu. Be'ahava et ha-yom. Et ha-yom. Ha-zikron ha-zeh. Yom ha-teru'ah. Mikra kodesh. Zeker li tziyata mitzrayim. And thou that I has given I and I in love, O Yahweh, Jehovah, I and I Elohim, this day of memorial, a day of blowing the shofar. Watitein alanu, Yahweh Eloheinu, de'ahava, et yom hazikron hazeh, yom teruah, mikra kodesh zakhir, li yetziata mitzrayim, and Isla, evocation, and Isla, called out assembly as a memorial of the departure from Mitzrayim, from Kemet, from Egypt. Eloheinu, Elohe Abotenu, oh, I and I Elohim, true good, true God, and then Elohim of I and I fathers, patriarchs, reign thou, the I, in thy glory over the whole universe, the whole universe, and be exalted above all the earth in thine honor, and shine forth in the splendor and excellence of thy might upon all the inhabitants of the world, that whatsoever hath been made may know that thou hast made it, and whatsoever hath been created may understand and overstand that thou hast created it, and whatsoever hath breath in thy nostrils may say, Yahweh Elohei Yisrael, Melech, Jehovah, the Elohim of Yisrael is Melech, is Negus, is King, is Sovereign, and his dominion ruleth over all.
sanctify I and I by thy commandments, and grant I and I portion in Torah Teka, in the I Torah, the I directions, instructions. Satisfy I and I with thy goodness, and gladden I and I with thy salvation. Be Shu'at Teka. O purify I and thy hearts to serve the I in truth, for thou the I, ki ata Elohim emet, for the I art Elohim in truth, and thy word is truth, emet, and endureth for I've. Baruch ata Yahweh melech al kol haaretz mekadesh. Blessed art thou, the I, Yahweh Jehovah, King, Melech Negus, over all the earth, who sanctifiest Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom ha-zikron, who sanctifies, sets us apart, Yisrael, Yasharel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the upright of the true good, the true God, and the Yom ha-zikron, the day of memorial. Ritz'ei Eloheinu Bi Meka Yisrael Ua Bita Fi Latam. Accept, O Jehovah, Aina Elohim, thy people Yisrael, and their prayer. Restore the service to the oracle of Beitika. Restore the service to the oracle of thy house. Where Hashem Eta Chayeboda Lidabir Beiteka. Receive in love and favor both the fire offerings of Yisrael and their prayer. Where Ishe Yisrael Uta Filatam Beahava Tir Kabel De Ratson Utehi Li Ratson Tamida Ibodata Yisrael Ameka. And may the service of thy people Yisrael be acceptable to the eye. And let make I and thy eyes behold thy return, in mercy to Sion. Baruch Ata Yahweh Ha Machazir Shekia Nato Le Sion. Blessed art thou, Yahweh Jehovah, who restorest thy divine, thy divine presence to Sion. We, I and I, give thanks to the I, Modim, Enachnu Alak Sha Ata Hu Yahweh Eloheinu Elohei Aboteinu, for thou art Yahweh Jehovah, I and I Elohim, and the Elohim of I and I fathers, I and I patriarchs, for Iver and Iver Le'olam Wa'ed. Thou art the rock of I and I lives, the Tzura Chayenu, the shield of I and I salvation, Magena Yishayenu, through every generation. Atahu Lidor Wador. We, I and I, will give thanks to the I Nodel Leka, and declare thy praise, thy eyes, for I and I lives, which are committed to the I hand, and for I and I souls, I and I psyches, which are in the I charge, and for the I miracles, which are daily with I and I, and for the I wonders and the I benefits, which are wrought at all times, evenings, morn and noon. O thou, the I, who art all good, whose mercies fail not, thou, the I, merciful being, whose loving kindnesses never cease, we, I and I, have ever helped in the I. We Allah kulam yita barak. For all these things, thy name, oh, Malakenu, I and I King, shall be continually, itinerally blessed and exalted forever, for Iver and Iver. Oh, inscribe all the children of thy covenant for a happy life. and everything that liveth shall give thanks to the eye for Iver and Iver, and shall praise Isis thy name in truth. In truth. We call ha chayim yoduka selah. We are hallelujah eta shmeka be meta haela Yeshua tenu we ezratenu selah. And everything that liveth shall give thanks, young for Isis, to the eye for Iver, and shall praise Isis thy name in truth. Oh, Elohim, I thy salvation, I thy help. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah, Yahweh, HaTov Shmecha, Ulecha, Naeh, Lehodot. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Jehovah, whose name is all good, and to whom it is becoming to give thanks, to give youthful eyes. Sima shalom tova, ua biraka chayim, chen, wa chesed, wi rachmin, alein. Ve'al kol Yisrael ameka barkenu abinu kulanu k'echada be'or paneka kia be'or paneka natatal anu Yahweh Eloheinu Torat haChayim ve'ahavat haChesed utzedaka u'beraka ve'rachmim ve'chayim ve'shalom ve'tov de'ayneka le'bareka eta shemeka yis eta ameka Yisrael be'kol eta u'a be'kol Sha'a Bishalomeka. Grant peace, welfare, blessing, grace, loving kindness, and mercy to I and I and to all. Call Yisrael, thy people. Bless I and I, Father, even all of I and I together, together, with the light of thy countenance. For by thy light, thy illumination of thy countenance, thy presence, thy perception, thou hast given I and I, Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah, I and I Elohim, the law of life, loving kindness, and righteousness. Braka, blessing, mercy, life, and shalom. May it be good in the eyes. Sight to bless thy people, Yisrael, at all times and in every Iowa, every hour, with thy peace, with thy shalom. Be'sefer chayim baraka, v'shalom u'afara nasa tova, nizaker v'nikatev le'faneka. Enachnu v'kol ameka beit Yisrael lechayim tovim u'lashalom. In the book of life, the Sefer Chayim, blessing, peace, and good sustenance, may we, I and I, be remembered and inscribed before thee, I. We, I and I, and all thy people, the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, the house of Yisrael, for a happy life and for shalom. Baruch atah Yahweh Oseh HaShalom. Blessed art the I, Jehovah, who maketh peace, the peace, HaShalom. Baruch atah Yahweh Oseh HaShalom. Elohai, Hailiai, oh my Elohim, guard my tongue from evil and my lips, I and my lips from speaking guile, and to such as curse I and I, make I and I soul be dumb, yea, make I and I soul be to all as the dust. Open I and I heart to thy law, Torateka, and make I and I soul, Nafshi, pursue thy commandments. If any design evil against I and I, speedily make their count. Counsel of none, no one effect, none effect, and frustrate their designs. Do it for the sake of Shemeka, the I name. Do it for the sake of Yamineka, the I right hand. Do it for the sake of thy islandness, thy set apartness, Kudushateka. do it for the sake of thy law, thy direction, instruction, Torah Teka, in order that thy beloved ones may be delivered. I livered, O save with Yamineka, the I right hand, and answer I. May the words of I and I mouth and the meditation of I and I heart be accepted before the Yahweh Jehovah, my rock and my redeemer, who maketh peace in his high places. May he make peace for I and I and for all. Call Yisrael. And say ye, say y'all, Amen. Yehi ratzon melfaneka Yahweh Eloheinu, Eloheinu Avoteinu. May it be thy will, O Jehovah, Inai Elohim, and the Elohim of Inai fathers, Inai patriarchs, that the temple be speedily rebuilt in Inai days, and grant Inai portion in Torah Teka, in the I Torah, direction, instruction, in the I law. And there we, I and I, will serve the I with awe, as in the days of old and as in the ancient years. Then shall the offerings of Yehuda and Yerushalayim be pleasant to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, as in the days of old, as in the ancient years. Lishana Torah, Tikatevu, be y'all inscribed for a happy year. Happy year, 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 happy year.
The book of life, the book of life. Sip the water from the brook of life. Take a glass, take a glass. Animal in a them pot, but them a cook a spice. You, what you say I do, should be true, but who? True, but who? True, but who? We can ask, just scorn the wicked, look at life. Them got eyes, pick a knife, but them a joke at life. Them all that dash, them web, them net and look at life. Them said them want them wing to go to heaven, to look for Christ. While them a bow down and a worship them images, I went keep yadding like pilgrimage, the far and ever wrong nor far. So still in me, I lead it, like privilege in all the villages to live.
So life is praises,
for peace in finite
stages.
I not so fin no wages, but Babylon plague it. Them separate man and woman, lock them in a cage. Them some more sad than middle-less baby. Them some more birth control and abortion for the ladies for ages.
The book of life pages.
Babylon was near and fear of, but them sad than me a fear of. So them come forward with the spare. Them meet to veneer, like eyesight or crystal fair. You air,
cheaper
food for the children to share. The youth need love and care. Clothes from a wear, car where them are there. Force and money make them eye flare and live in fear. They call us squatters, crop the treat us very raw. Children starving, time so very long. They greet the bed and gush but show them blood now. Craving for more than enough. No stop about money and religion, make them happy and prosperous. Still I see more problem and that's far for us. From birth to plague and being after us. They got crosses, sepulchres and chops for us.
Vanity.
So many gone straight for that I listen. I see more chillin' in them get fear, fish at them. Still gonna kill like patriots. Them get defeat, no fear, them weapon or them face it. Money mess, them top them little sister and them brother girl at all. Chop off them father and the mother and them set them. Search the sky and set them search Nazareth and set them still can't find
yes, Yeshua and Hajjajah.
The book of life, Babylon one fear of. When them saddle me a fear of. Them come forward with the fair, them need to be near. Like eyesight, the crystal clear, yeah.
Truth
for the children to share. The youth need love and care. Clothes are somewhere where a car where them must tear. Force and money make them eye flare and live in fear.
With an ass, it's gone, we can look at life.
Them got eyes to knife, but someone and look at life. Them all that dash, them let them whip them, all them book at life. Said them want them wing to go to heaven,
to look for Christ.
While them a bold on the first, them images. Rastafari keep yelling like privilege. It is the first of killing it. Finally give up life privilege in all the villages to live. Watch. Searching to find love. No earthy, she needs find love. Searching ready anytime for divine love.
I need him in my arms to charm and keep my warm. Oh, and I'll be flowing on and on from dusk till dawn. She's the one who keeps my calm right through the storm. So this song, do no wrong. I need her in my arms to hold, just go warm her when she's cold. Be by your side, so brave and bold. Oh, I'll be in full eye charge. Lightning flash and thunder roll. Let's get close, no, it's not the time to show. Just in case you have never been told, you should know, girl, you hurt more than money and gold. I need a ring, my arm to charm and leave my warm. Oh, and I'll be flowing on and on from dusk.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall he return.
Yes, yes, yes. Right on.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Sadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch his forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty, on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer, that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
So here, let's keep this day in the
the remembrance, the memorial, commemoration, remembrance, zikaron in the Hebrew of this day, this time here. We have the alignment of the wheel and the wheel, the solar, September 11th, and here in the season, the lunar, solar, with the Hebrew, Judaic, civil new year, Rosh Hashanah, a.k.a. the Yom Teruah, initiating right here the third of the three times in the year, the feast, the festivals, the pilgrim festivals and feasts. So Hebraically, this season will be called Tabernacles. And in the midst, you know, of the season, we have the finding of the true cross that's articulated as the Berhaneh, the light of Meskelu, Meskelu. This is why we put emphasis from the liturgy of the true church in the professing Ethiopian Orthodox Oswego Church, the Church of He Who Had the Key of Great King David. We shared right here the liturgy, portion of the liturgy right here, where it reads that on the Kedamit, we have the Ze Kedamit. Now, Kedame is known as Saturday. Kedame, 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 as in Kedamawi, means to be first in one sense, not according to the letter, but the spirit of the word, and also to go before. It's also used in the Hebrew. We have the Kadmon, the Kedem. The Kedem is like the ancient times, like the first times. In ancient Mitzrayim, they referred to it as the Zetepi. Zetepi, if we're correct right there. So we have Ze Kedamit, Ye Kedamit right here. So we'd like to begin off right here in the local reasonment, right, on some of the themes connected with the finding of the true cross. Also, take note that these stories and conspiracies and other things that we hear and maybe read concerning so-called Constantine and sometimes also concerning his mother, Eleni, or called Helena, right? The majority of what we get in this Western Gentile world is corrupted, even in these stories, these narratives. Why I say this? It's either or, as we have in the Torah reading and feeding and also here in this season. Before every man, there's two ways, right? There's life and good, and there's the evil, there's ra'a, right? The evil, the ill, and mawet, and death, right? And he says to choose life. So it's a choice factor. So make I and I have level scales right here in this part of the reasonment here on the T to T for this Rastafari Meskel, Rastafari Maskal, here. First and foremost, these are the liturgy. In the liturgy, we have this in the Ethiopic, and we don't have it on deck just yet, but I'd like to thank Ross Teddy and our brother Tewoudros for his beautiful chanting and reading of this from the Ge'ez. But here, we just read through this right here, go through the Amharic, and give one the translation. You already heard the translation. In fact, let's just share the translation first in the English so one can hopefully pick up on some of the key words. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Now, a point that we'd like to make right here, let's get the hard copy. We just want to get the hard copy so we have the book as a point of reference. We took some snapshots and shared it on some of our WhatsApp platforms directly from the book. Now, one-to-ones in this podcast, no doubt, have heard that played on the T2T, the Testify Tuesday, you know, as a start of the Shabbat, a start of the Sabbath time, right? And then we have the invocation, you know, for, you know, the first day as well. Now, here in the book right here, hold on for one moment, it's in the part of the Kedase. The Kedase is like the liturgy, the service, right? The Kedase. We have the 14 anaphoras, the 14 anaphoras, right? So we have what is said on the days from Monday to Friday, as we pointed out before. The English translation here, it says, peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Your walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Now, those who are familiar with one of the oldest, according to the Hebrew, when you see the different layers, you know, of Hebrew, like we look at English, you can tell something's old English. The oldest kind of form of the Hebrew that's found in the Hebrew scrolls of what's called the Old Testament or the Hebrew Bible is Job, in Eob, in Job. And there connects the topaz with Ethiopia. But this is the invocation that is said on the days from Monday, which will be the second day of the Shavua, as Ehud Sunday is the first, according to the proper calendar, to the Friday, to the sixth day, and the day before the Shabbat. So here we have this being said on Saturdays, and the Kedame might even begins in the evening. So on the TJIF, we share it, and then also, again, you know, to be shared on the After the Shabbat podcast that we do on the blog talk and live stream to Rastafari Israelites. But here, the cross shine and has the heavens embroidered with stars of all the sun. Now, there's some theories and ideas that say, oh, you see sun? What do you mean sun? S-O-N? So they try to make us believe, and I understand where we're coming from, but that's getting stuck right in the so-called English matrix, right? Getting stuck almost like in, comparatively speaking, from our true language and knowledge base to the English, that's like getting stuck in hell, or in ancient Egypt in the cars, in like the underworld, stuck in the hell regions of the underworld. As Sister Kalungi says in one of his audibles, he says that how we need to learn our languages, you know, because the English is like ruining I and I. It's ruining I and I mentality in that English only, because we begin to think, or we get made to believe, that when it says sun, that it means S-O-N. Like in English. In English, we have the sun, S-U-N, right? And then we have the other form of the same sounding word, you know, son, right? Like not a daughter, opposite of a daughter, you know, the male child, the son. But in our ancient languages, these two words have no correspondence. They don't have any correspondence in the Amharic. They do not have any correspondence in the G'ez. They do not have any correspondence in the biblical Hebrew. So I know what many of us have used this. We've used that kind of reasoning. But, you know, we had kindergarten, and then we kind of go to first grade, and we kind of grow in grace, hopefully, and knowledge. I pointed out, because some would insist in trying to interpret this from the English translation, that S-U-N, sun, speaking of the sun in the heavens or the sky, is the same as S-O-N. Or then they go forward and say, well, you see what it says Solomon, S-O-L in Latin, now you're going to Latin. We can go there, right? But what is our root? So in looking at the Ethiopic, the G'ez, the Royal Amharic, and also the Biblical Hebrew, the sun as the sun in the sky and son as S-O-N, a male child, the only correspondence we get, in other words, that where they seem to be like sun and sun, which sun do I mean? If I say sun, I saw the sun. What would that mean? Do I mean I saw the sun in the sky? Do I see someone's son, or do I see the son of God or whatnot like that? There's no correspondence between those two. So you can't play that game. You can't play that game in the real languages from which we are trying to get through these translations and not get lost in these translations. I just want to make that as a note right there concerning what says of all the sun is seen, is speaking of the solar sun, right? In the Amharic, we say, you know, Sahai, right, is seen. The cross shine and has the heavens, right, embroidered with stars. This is why we started out right here for the Moscow with Queen Africa chant. The heavens declare the glory of Xavier's sustain of Hailahim, right? And the firmament sheweth his handy work. So now here in the G'ez, it would read, Meskel Abraha bekoakibita sergawe samaye imakuluse sahaye araye Meskel Abraha bekoakibit asergawe samaye. So there we have Tzahai. In the Amharic, yeah, Kedamit for Kedamit, which is Kedame for the Shabbat day, it reads, the translation from the G'ez, Meskel Abera Samayin Bekawakibeta Sheleme. In parentheses here, bringing out the ancient G'ez by Sheleme, right, is almost like was decorated in a kind of a sense of like a shelame, like if you give one like medals, you know, you give somebody a medal, a decoration like that. In parentheses, it says as geta, like gate, like jewelry. So the sense of seeking to bring out this particular, you know, word, right, that we have here in the G'ez, into an English kind of a sense. It says, Kahulum, from all Yilik, more than all, surpassing all, Kahuluma Yilik, Yilik, Sahayin, the sun, Asaya, is seen or is visible. Meskel, the cross, Abera, Abera in the Amharic, Aberha, Aberha, the goodness. Meskel Abera, Samayin, the heavens, right, the Kawakibit, with stars, Kokoboch, right, Kokavim, Sheleme, Sheleme. It is declarated, it's like decorated, it's bedecked. In a sense, we say bedecked, it's bejeweled because of the bling of the heavens and the star. So here, this is what it said every, we say, the Shabbat Eve and also for the Shabbat day. Just for one's curiosity, since we touched on the days from Monday to Friday, what it said, and for the Kedame, for the Sabbath, right, the Shabbat Eve, going into the 12 hours of the day. And then for the first day, Ze Ehud, which is Ehud, come from Ahad, Ahad, like you say, Ahadu Amlak, Ahadu Amlak, as we say the Shema in Hebrew, Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Ahad, we have Ehud. Ehud is the first. The first day of the seven-day set is Ehud. So here from the Ge'ez, Ze Ehud, in the Amharic, Yeh Ehud, of Ehud. So on Saturday, on Sundays, the first day, it says this, blessed is he who does blessed deeds. Well, the translation we have here from the church, the Orthodox Church, says this, but in looking at the actual Ge'ez, we would translate this as righteous is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath or the Senbet, HaShabbat. Make him not question whether he will be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter the worship of Exiabia, the worship of the sustainer, of the true good, the true God. Their translation reads, blessed is he who does blessed deeds and honors the Sabbath. But when we look at the Ge'ez and even the Amharic, mo better would be righteous is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. How interesting, we know that the Israelites of Ethiopia and the Christianos, the ancient, you could say, Christian, the true Christians of Ethiopia, the followers of the Messiah, Jesus Christos, we know that they observe the Saturday or the seventh-day Shabbat and also the first day as a Shabbat as well. So it's interesting that on the first day, seeing that there's an observation of that in their tried and tradition, that they would say this on the first day. So it's like those who seal up the seven, right, can look forward to a good first. So here we have this right here, just for ones to hear the Ge'ez of this. Kulu zegebra le tzedik tzadik wa'itu weze yakubura senbeta iyebel felasi zegeba'a hebeg ziyavihar ye felat aninu ima hizbu kulua zegebra Le tzedika tzadika wu'itu we ze yakubur senbete. So the key words there, it didn't have any of the baruch. You didn't hear any of the baruch, which also is a basic word sound from the barakah for blessed. Instead it says ze gebra, one who does, one who works. Ze gebra le tzedik, right? One who works truth. In the Ge'ez, the word tzedik is translatable to be truth, although it's from the root that we refer to as righteous in translation. So le tzedik, right, of truth, is tzadik. Tzadik is the righteous one, w'itu, he. So as we keep the order, we fulfill the 7 days with the Shabbat rest. We move forward to the first day to the new Shavua Baraka, the new Shavua Bless. Just want to share that right there as a context. Now, briefly right here, due to the time that we have, just want to state this as a point, that there's a lot we hear about Constantine. He changed the church. He introduced all this paganism, heathenism, all that kind of stuff. Okay, the Ethiopian testimony from the ancient church and from the ancient times. You know that Ethiopia, even in the scriptures and the New Testament, we have Philip baptizing the Ethiopian official as Kanamawi Haile Selassie also testifies to, and he's the first Ethiopian, right, on record. But it's clear in the narrative in chapter 8 of Acts of the Apostles that he was a Yehudi. So even the scripture testifies in the New Testament that we had those who were Yehudi or Hebrews or Israelite in that particular region east of the River Nile, even with the testimony of the Ethiopian official who was referred to as the Ethiopian eunuch. For he had went to Jerusalem to worship, right? And it was at these pilgrim feasts and festivals that we also observe here, even in this season, even at this time of the year, went to worship. And then when he was there, he must have got him a copy of the scroll of Yeshaya, a.k.a. Esaias, known as the prophet Isaiah. And he was reading that particular area of scripture that many attribute to Jesus Christos, Yeshua HaMoshiach. Just want to point that out right there for some of the historical points of reference, right, the other half of the story that's not told. So as we examine the manuscripts from Ethiopia, some of them actually translated by the Ethiopian authorities, and even many of them translated by the authority of His Majesty. So His Majesty Kanamawi Haile Selassie having a watchful eye over these translations for accuracy, we have the Fitanegas. We have the Fitanegas that reference Constantine. We also have the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, a book written by the Archbishop Yitzhak, the one whom His Majesty sent to the West, and the church in the West in the Americas in 1959 it was established. But before that, there was a diocese established, I think, firstly. I think Trinidad perhaps may have been the first place when we look at the order of dates somewhere around 1952. But it's Archbishop Yitzhak that His Majesty, you know, sent forward to the West. And he attributes in his book, it was because of the Ethiopian World Federation established in the West, in the Americas, about 22 years before the official establishment of the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church was established. Where do we know this? We know this from this book that Babylon is trying to suppress. This book is known as the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, an integrally African church, by Archbishop Yitzhak. Now, this particular book is very vital for I and I. I've been mentioning this before. I did a few vlogs on different platforms, different channels, just to give people the heads up that if you go look for this book, you might be able to find, if you're able to look diligently, you might find some copies that are, as you say, more affordable, anywhere from maybe $30, $50, $100 or so. But many of the copies that are out there are almost $1,000, you know. So this is how they seek to suppress. This is a book that Archbishop Yitzhak wrote for I and I here in the West, so we can have a true and authentic, you know, history, right, of the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church as well as Ethiopia. And we can say our divine heritage, especially vis-a-vis Kanamawi Haile Selassie. I mentioned that right there because here, our brother Teddy Tewoudros, he had mentioned it on the call that the Federation, the constitutional membership had for the 27th of September. And he asked if anybody had the book. And, you know, my mic was on mute, and then someone else came to speak, and so we just yielded and listened. But then there's so much very vital things that were reasoned and discussed on, and hopefully ones and ones can get a hear or a share. But here, I looked in the book, and I found a chapter, and this might be what he was requesting to be shared and read. This is the chapter called Commemoration Day of the True Cross. Just once again, I have to say this, that either the Ethiopian ancient manuscripts and testimony for about 3,000 plus years in the Judeo-Christian, we could say, paradigm, is true, right? And the conspiracy about Constantine was this and he was that and he corrupted things and he changed and that was the white people and this is, either that's correct right, and Haile Selassie and his testimony and our testimony, the manuscripts are a lie, or we're being lied to or deceived by a lot of these conspiracy kind of videos that make some things that are true in the narrative of Constantine. But then they spin it, right? They spin it, and they basically lie. And we know this by studying three primary documents I'm going to put before ones and ones. The first document is the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church and integrally African Church. The LOJ Society and I&I is seeking to do have a scan copy. If anybody has a PDF scan copy, please link lojs.org, you know, at the contact. And make I&I reason if you already have a scanned copy. But we need to get this book in circulation. Even if it's not, we're not able to publish it officially as it be, we still need to get this book into ones and ones hands for them to read up. Because a lot of the confusions and the diverse doctrines we hear in Rastafari and even some that come from ones who say they're Orthodox Tewahedo, you know, people, right, can be cleared up easily with this particular document. And it was the other part of the church that rebelled against His Majesty that actually suppressed this book when they fought against Archbishop Yitzhak, the one whom His Majesty sent, you know, to educate and to, you say, shepherd us into the true way, into the King of Kings Christ. The second book I like to present as an exhibit is the Fitz and the Guests. And like to heal up frontline books on this one right here. They still have one of the premier printings of this particular book. But basically what they did was got a PDF and basically printed it as is. And we can see that His Majesty had authorized its translation, or he had, yeah, by his authority, the translation was made, and it was made, you know, through the scholars of the more blessed times, you know, that saw and knew His Majesty, even as many of I&I, Rastafari, in spirit and truth received His Majesty. As that manifestation of prophecy fulfilled, one can call it ancient myth, Christian myth. But what happens when a man fulfills a myth? That is something very divine. Not that everybody can do it. For some, it's just a story. But some live out that story. As you say, walk it out. Some just read the Bible and speak about the Bible. Some of I&I seek to live it out. Seek to manifest, seek to incarnate, make the word incarnate in I&I liberty. So we have the Fitz and the Guests, which is translated as the Law of the Kings. More literally, it's the opening of the kings, unloosening, because law in its aspect has a sense of like unknotting, like loosening, absolving. Prefaced by the King of Kings, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I. So that's the second document, ancient manuscript. And why this is a reliable translation is because His Imperial Majesty and the scholars doing that visible manifestation, right, of the Messianic kingdom and government, it was done during that time. This is not a book that they did in the West and they kind of shop or sell back to us. Right, but this was actually coming from the King of Kings and those who were royal and loyal to him. So it's a very advisable document. And thirdly, we have the Kebra Neges. The Kebra Neges, the Kebra actually properly enunciated as the Kebra Neges, or as we would say in the West, the Kibra Negas. Right, we'd like to present that also as a testimony for this Mescal, right here in this Gregorian year 2022. So first example right here, sample, I like to read this full of this chapter here. It's a small chapter, brothers and sisters, but it's coming from, what does the Bible say? If you receive one in the name of one, then you receive the one who's in name, that one came. Right? And if we reject the one who came in his name that we know was sent by him, then by proxy we're rejecting him, you know, who sent him. Commemoration Day of the True Cross. So this is from page 144 in the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church and Integrally African Church by Archbishop Yitzhak, the Diocese of the Ethiopian Orthodox Church in the Western Hemisphere. Page 144. Commemoration Day of the True Cross. This historical event is of great interest not only for the Ethiopian church, but for all Christians throughout the world. Constantine the Great, A.D. 306 to 337, and his mother Eleni were very sad during the persecution of all Christianos, all faithful in Christ, all Christ ones, Christians, under Neron, Diocletianos, and Makasimianos. Upon the death of Carios, King Constantine marched to Rome to bring it under his jurisdiction, carrying with him all kinds of idols and images that he considered helpful for victory. On his way to Rome, and may I say just as a footnote, this is when melanated people, you know, we've been everywhere, man. Wherever water touches land, man, you'll find Ethiopians there, man. On his way to Rome, King Constantine stopped in France at the Seine River. There he saw a vision shaped like a burning cross and heard a voice saying, quote, "You will defeat your enemy with this cross," end quote. After that, Constantine took all the images and burnt them. He ordered his soldiers to put the sign of the mezquel on the uniforms as a badge and continued on his way to Rome, where he defeated Maximios. Then Constantine decreed freedom to all Christianos, all Christians. He ordered that holy objects that had been taken away from the holy place be returned. All were returned except the cross of Christ, of Christos. However, Constantine did not want Rome, for his capital. So what we have here is Rome, Italy. There were two Romes, just to point it out. This is how we know that a lot of the false rhetoric they put out there, because they're talking about everything happening in Rome, Italy. But Constantine did not want Rome, Italy, for his capital. He chose Constantinople or Byzantium, what's referred to as the Second Rome, instead. This he did in order to be near the Holy Land for the security of the holy place. This capital was named the New Rome or the Second Rome. So that region is very close, we could say Israel and Jerusalem, as well as to Arabia and also to Ethiopia, right? By proxy, and also the Coptic Church. The true cross of Getachin Jesus Christos, our Lord, our Sovereign, Jesus Christ, had disappeared for several years. It was buried in an unknown place, but Queen Eleni, called Helen or Helena, the mother of Emperor Constantine, as a true Christian woman, desired to preserve the mezquel. She inquired from the people concerning its location. She discovered that the Yehudim, that certain of the Jews, had buried it in an unknown place. However, continuing her investigation, she found an elder of the Yehudi, the Judahite community, even the black Jewish community from that time, named Kyriakos, who knew where the mezquel, the cross, was buried. At first, the man refused to cooperate with the queen. Nevertheless, after being detained 3 days without meals, Kyriakos pointed out to the queen the area where the mezquel was buried. She then instructed the people of all nearby communities to gather wood in a huge pile that was then burned together with incense ashes after special prayers had been said. This she did in accordance with a vision she had. The flames and smoke from the ashes, the incense, ascended and returned to lay on the place where the mezquel, the cross, was buried. This place was a hill that the Yehudi, the Jews, utilized for waste disposal or garbage. For over 200 years, by the order of the governor of the province, Eleni further instructed the people to dig up the hill. The project began on the 17th of September by the Ethiopian calendar. And here it says September 27th, the European calendar, and was completed on the 10th of March by the Ethiopian calendar. That would correspond to March 19th, according to the European, the Gregorian calendar. After the hill was completely cleared, three crosses were found. In order to distinguish which was the Meskelu, his cross, or the true cross, they placed each cross on the sick, the blind, and the dead. The cross of Christos, of Christ, healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, and caused the dead to be raised up from the grave. Several years later, the right arm of the true cross of our Lord of Getachin Jesus Christos was given to Ethiopia, It was brought from Jerusalem, during the reign of King David of Ethiopia, 1382 to 1411. It can be found at Gishen Mariam Church in Wolo province today. When the king of Egypt heard that King David of Ethiopia had reached Sudan on his way to Jerusalem, to get the Meskelu, the true cross, the king of Egypt sent a messenger with much gold as a gift in exchange for Meskelu, the cross. But David refused this and asked for a piece of the cross instead. This matter was heard in Jerusalem. The people of Jerusalem and heads of the churches and the Egyptians agreed to send the right arm of the true cross to Ethiopia. They also sent together with the cross the picture of the Dingle of the Virgin Maria, painted by St. Luke, the picture of Getachin, Jesus Christos, painted by St. Johannes Wangelawi, St. John the Divine, or St. John the Evangelist, other holy relics, and the Tabot, or the Ark of Kedus Mikael, the Lika Malaikt, St. Michael the Archangel. King David of Ethiopia received Meskelu, the cross, and kept it temporarily in Tegulet, his capital city at the time. This was done on September 10th, Ethiopian calendar, which corresponds to September 21st in the Gregorian or the European calendar. This day is celebrated once a year and is called Yatzei Meskel. Yaate Meskel, the emperor's cross. King David of Ethiopia saw a vision, and a word came through the vision that said, "Preserve Meskele, my cross, on a place shaped like a cross." Again, King David of Ethiopia, he saw a vision, and a word came through the vision that said, "Preserve my cross on a place shaped like a cross." King David then went throughout Ethiopia in search of this place, but he died before he found it. Then David's son, Emperor Yitzhak, Isaac, saw a similar vision, but he also died before he found the place. His brother, Emperor Zerah Yaakov, also, he's known as Constantinos, right? Dagmawi Constantinos. He's known as Constantine II. He saw a similar vision and went through the country searching for the location. He finally found it in Wolo province and placed the cross in the church of Gishan Mariam. Ethiopian tradition asserts that when Meskelu, the cross, was placed there, a light was shining from Shemayim, from the Samayat, the heavens, the Samai, and several miracles were performed as evidence that it was the proper place for Meskelu, his cross, to be preserved. This was done on the 21st of September by Ethiopian calendar, which corresponds to October 2nd in the Gregorian or the European calendar. Today, thousands of faithful from every province in Ethiopia go for bereket, for baraka, blessing, to this place. Commemoration Day of Meskelu, the True Cross, is observed throughout Ethiopia on the 17th of September by the Ethiopian Kenakotater, Ethiopian calendar, which corresponds to, he has here, September 28th, the European calendar. This is interesting. Perhaps this was a leap year, because usually when it's on September 28th, usually means that it's a leap year. It is called Yeh Meskel Baal. Yeh Meskel Baal. Holy Day of the Cross, or of the Cross, the feast, the festival, the Baal of the Meskel. On the 16th of September, September 27th, European calendar, the Demara gathered wood is celebrated in the whole country. At 3 p.m. on that day, the clergy, dressed in their vestments, come to the place of the Demara. The Demara is like a bonfire. They gather the wood together like a bonfire, the Demara. The patriarch, archbishops, and bishops, and government officials attend the festival, which begins with chants and drums and other musical instruments by the Depteras, selected for the day, followed by liturgical services, the Kedaseroch. Special hymns and songs for the occasion are performed by the hundreds of thousands of people who may be in attendance. The Demara is blessed at its four corners in Addis Ababa, in New Flower, by the Patriarch, and in provinces by the diocesan archbishops. After the clergy and the people go round the Demara, the bonfire, the gathered wood, three times. The Demara, the bonfire, the gathered wood, is lit with burning twigs. The twigs are referred to in Amharic as the chibo, like twigs, by the mayor of the city, or in the old Amharic, the kantiba, by the kantiba of Addis Ababa, if not by the leader of the country. So if it's not by the kantiba, the mayor of the city, then it's by the leader, as we see in some of the historical pictures, Garmawi, Negusa, Neges, and Imperial Majesty, you know, with that lit chibo. The ceremony concludes with the benediction, bena, good, diction, word, with a good word of invocation, you know, and evocations of peace and prosperity for the people, the land, and the country. Yes, brothers and sisters, just wanted to share that one right there, you know, at this particular time of the year. Hopefully we'll be able to disseminate and circulate this, but as they did there, I and I, Rastafari, I and I do this here.
Praise, perfect, blessed, Moriah.
That audible right there, makes perfect sense in the spirit and the truth. You know, more fire and the Baraka blessings. I'd like to share just one other reading and feeding here. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 3, which is an interesting psalm as well for this day, you know, and this season, this time, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. But I'd like to share this right here. We got about 11 minutes here on this podcast. Hopefully we have the fuller flow of the Iowa to come. I'd like to share this right here, a rhema tune, and we'll come forward right here. This rhema tune right here, nail pond cry. Yes. No crown. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Yeah. Well, my son. understand. Your woman is just a man. Don't you judge him for his ways and flaws, no. Seek of love tomorrow, you'll be doing good, my brother. You're working for the greatest God. He without sin made of the first stone, and not even a pebble can cast, no. Pharisees and scribes crucify the Son of God. Be careful who your nails and cross. Be careful who your nails and cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nails and cross. Be careful who your nails and cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who your nails and cross. Things is getting rougher and some can't find a supper. Much less a good breakfast, no. What a lucky thing, say Rasta youth no longer gush. And as he dreadlocks got the world steadfast. Judges are forbidden, forgive to be forgiven. When an head a man trespass, boy. Heckle, deckle, deckle, and the pot across the keckle. Yo, be careful who your nail pan crack. Be careful who your nail pan crack. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail pan crack. Be careful who your nail pan crack. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail pan crack. Today might be for you, but Jah might give me tomorrow. So don't count your ways too fast. You might talk too soon, then your pride off it swallow. Come down off your big high heart. Some preaching religion when inside them hollow. And I bear judgment them bad. Boy, and I go like them a God when that's a hard act to follow. Be careful who your nails won't cross. Be careful who no nails won't cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nails won't cross. Be careful who your nails won't cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nails won't cross. Don't throw no word, I beg you, don't throw no stone. If you're living in a house of glass, do one to others as you do to your own. You never know when your mind cross past. Have a look within, cause another one's win. That should not be your loss. If the table spin, you will laugh up on a grin. Be careful who your nails won't cross. Be careful who no nails won't cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nails won't cross. Be careful who your nails won't cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nails won't cross. Be careful who no nails won't cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nails won't cross. Be careful who no nails won't cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nails won't cross.
The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next door to Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflasia.
The home place is due for...
Yes, yes, yes. So right here, 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 I'd like to share just this brief chapter here from the Kibbutz Negest. So this chapter here in the, we're going to read from the Sir E.A. Wallace Budge version, translation, because we also have the Gutters, and we've done some studies, you know, comparing it, you know, the Gutters and his translation. And from what we've seen, it is basically accurate, you know, basically. I say basically, though the Gutters has layers and levels to it. So here this is chapter 93, which speaks to the truth of how the men of Rome, or Rome, how they destroyed the faith. Now, just a word from the Mescal EWFI Isla Day WhatsApp that we had a little bit earlier. I think it was Sister Deborah that she had read a word sound from the wise mind of His Majesty regarding speaking on religion.
in a revelation, kind of a clarification and a revelation came through to I. Let's see if I noted this right here. You know, it was coming like a flowing like a flood, right? And you had to write some things down right here. So let me see if I have this right here, because it was about religion. It was about religion. Because we hear, you know, we say this and that about religion, and we're learning this and that about religion. But the revelation was that when His Majesty is being quoted and translated, he's speaking, as he says, even before the League of Nations, the League of Nations, where all the nations were gathered, you know, together. You know, he said that it's only with the Amharic, and Amharic, I'm paraphrasing, but like his heart, his soul, the essence that he can't really express. He would like to speak in the French, but that would not be a full expression, right, of his, you can say, his inner being, the fullness of it. So that means that when we get stuff in translation, we have to remember that it's a translation. So religion, in the Ethiopic sense, from the root of His Majesty and the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, in that sense, we have the word hymenote, one of the words hymenote, and then the word imnet, right? The word imnet, which is from the same root as amenet, where we get the word amen, right? There's a lot of people say that, well, that comes from Egypt, but actually the civilization of ancient Kemet, right, even the Kemet itself came from Ethiopia. We're speaking about the ground, that rich reddish brown, dark black ground came from, you know, that inundation that has been associated with the 23rd of July, the birth, the earth day of the Son of Man. Remember the Psalm 87, verse 4, with Ethiopia, this man was born there. Actually, the Hebrew says this was born there. It doesn't signify just man, and therefore we have the theology of the true church that the Moshiach, right, both was, he has his human and his divine nature, and the two became one without like intermixing or like interrupting one or the other. The two are one, and that's the Tawahido there. That is the oneness here. But then when we look at religio, which is a Latin root, right, of the word religion, we have tying back. So the root of religion, it all depends on, if we're looking at translation, that His Majesty is speaking about the living faith, the hymenote, the imnet in the Amharic. We have emuna from the amenet, what one admits, right, to be true, to lean on, support, admit, confirm. That's one of the basic aspects of interest that we discovered even again recently, is that the word amun in the Hebrew is really a artist or a craftsman. Got to look at this gnostically, right? The craftsman is the amun. So even the different pointings of it that the Ethiopic preserves for us, it gives us nuances, right, of definition that we need to come together and to study to get to know the truth for ourselves. So Ethiopian, quote, religion, end quote, right, is based, right, on the amen, right, is based on the aman root, the aman, amen, amun. These are different forms of the amen. But Latin so-called religion, quote, end quote, is based on religio. Based on religio. Like if I say, take me to the mother. I think we're brothers. I think we have the same mother, but you take me to another woman. That's not my mother, that's your mother. So just to point that out right there, you know, that similar does not mean the same. But here in the, you got the 90-second mark right here in the Kibra Neges, the translation, as we mentioned, for those who want to study this for themselves, which I would advise, we have the Ethiopic, right, the Ethiopic text that Budge and them translated it from. But also the heel up to Miguel F. Brooks for his version that came from a Spanish or another version, that might be the Kibra Neges that you have found, or ones might have that. I think there it is in chapter 81. My chapter 81 of that version. Now, that's a good version. There's some things that I recommend, but for the study for authenticity, the Budge one, because we've studied the Ethiopic alongside chapter by chapter, you know, is more better. Plus, we can see what the original text was. I think the Miguel F. Brooks was based on like a Spanish. It speaks about a Spanish translation back in the 1500s. But anyway, chapter 93, how the men of Rome, Rome, destroyed the faith. So we'll seek to read through this, but some parts you might have to give a little vocal annotation to put into context, but let's go through. Chapter 93, the Kibbutz Negesh. Queen of Sheba, only son Menelik, as it has been retitled, how the men of Rome destroyed the faith. And after they had waited for 3 months, now Zion came into the country of Ethiopia at the beginning of the first month, the first moon, in the language of the Hebrews, and in Greek, Tarmon. And in Gus, in parentheses, Ethiopic, Miyazia, on the sixth, open parentheses, or seventh, close parentheses, day. They wrote down the law and the names, and they deposited the writing for a memorial for the latter days, so that what was right should be done for the pavilion of Zion thereby, and so that the glory of the kings of Ethiopia and the glory of the kings of Rome might be well known. For the kings of Ethiopia and the kings of Rome were brethren and held the Christian hymenote, held the true Christian faith. Now, first of all, they admitted in the orthodox manner in the preaching of the apostles up to the time of Constantine and Helena, the queen, who brought forth the wood of the cross. And they, the kings of Rome, continued to believe, to admit the truth for 130 years. It goes on, next paragraph, and afterward, Satan, the adversary, the adversity, we like to bring this out in reality as the adversarial mind that might make a man or a woman a devil, adversarial mind. No spookism here, but afterward, Satan, the adversarial mind, who has been the enemy of man from the Edom, from the ancient time, rose up and seduced the people of the country of Rome, and they corrupted the faith of Christos, and they introduced heresy into the church of Xavier, the stain of God, by the mouth of Nestorius. And Nestorius and Arius and Yabaso were those into whose heart he cast the same jealousy as he had cast into the heart of Cain to slay his brother Abel. In like manner did their father Diabolos, the liar, the slanderer, the enemy of righteousness and the hater of good, cast jealousy. Even as David saith, quote, they speak violence in the heights of heaven and set their mouths in the heavens and their tongue waggeth on the earth. This here points to Psalm LXXIII, Psalm 76, 73, verses 8 and 9. And those same men who know not whence they came and know not whither they are going revile their Creator with their tongues and blaspheme his glory while he is God. He is Xavier. He is the God, the word of the Gita. He is the word of the Lord. He came down from the throne of his Godhead or divinity and put on the body of Adam, and he is God, the word. And in that body, he was crucified so that he might redeem Adam in his iniquity. And he went up into the heavens and sat upon the throne of his Godhead or divinity in that body which he had taken. And he shall come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and shall reward every man according to his work forever and ever. Amen. Just a little note here. Essentially, the time and the season, Mescal in this season, is the first of the 10 days between the Day of Trumpets, Hebraically, and between the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonements, the covering, at one man's tau, at one man's mark. And we believe, or in the good is Na'amen, Na'amin, and we Amen, Na'amen. We admit, we trust as truth, we admit truth like this, and we adore Kedus Selassie. We adore the Holy Triunity, the Holy Trinity. And those who do not amen like this, thus, are excommunicated by the word, the Kala Exiabi, the word of the Sustainer, the King of heaven and earth, both in this world and in that world which is to come. We are strong. We are strong in the Orthodox faith, the Tawahido faith, that the fathers, the patriarchs have delivered to us, to I and I, the faith of the church. And thus, like this, Ethiopia continued to abide in her faith until the coming of Getachin Jesus Christos, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So that's the fullness here of chapter 93. Now, no doubt there are questions. If ones are not familiar with these Ethiopian, teachings, concerning, for example, the King of Rome and, the King of Rome and the King of Ethiopia, they be brethren. One might say, well, how could this be so? Well, Esau and Jacob are brothers too, but this also shows us, the truth when we start looking at a lot of the ancient artifacts and say, well, people, they do look black. They're very dark. I mean, that's a very dark, if that's a white man, then we would think that he's really a black man. Nowadays, he would get pulled over, and profiled too if he looked like that. So this is where a lot of that which was buried or hidden, even concerning archaeology, even concerning Christianity, we find these ancient paintings that basically portray something different than the whitewash that we have been led to believe. But I just wanted to share this and zoom in on this aspect right here. But the key reason why it's connected both Israel, covenant keeping, and Ethiopia.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
So we just seal up with that right there. But it's this part of the word sound. It says right here in the first part that they there is speaking of Dawit, David the first, called Menelik, Kedemawi Menelik, Dagmawi, well, he's the first David, you could say, in Ethiopia, but he's known as David the second because it said that he resembled his grandfather David, though some thought that he resembled Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech. But when it says they waited 3 months, this is concerning the ark being brought from Jerusalem during the time of King Solomon to Ethiopia, that they, David or Menelik, Ibn Hakim, Bina Lechem, and the 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12,000 Israelites, thus becoming the Israelites of Ethiopia, that they waited for 3 months, 3 moons. And then it says that now Zion came into the country of Ethiopia at the beginning of the first month, in the language of the Hebrews. In the many Ethiopian manuscripts, they regard like the biblical Hebrew to be the secret language or like a language of great worth. And it's interesting how it is woven into some of the ancient Gutta's manuscripts. But here it says that they came in the beginning of the first month in the language of the Hebrews, in the Greek Targum. Now, I'm not too sure when Tarmon, I got to look it up when the month of Tarmon was, but I know this, that the Gutas or the Ethiopic is Miyazia. Miyazia is approximately April, like April, May, generally speaking. It's like the April, May time is Miyazia. And those who understand the Hebrew churchical ecclesiastical year in Torah will know that's when we have Abib, the month of Abib, and it's on the same root as Abibah, right, and Abeba, as we have in New Flower. So that would be the Pesah time or the Fasica time, what we would call the Fasica time. On the sixth, or some say the seventh day, when they came in, what do? They wrote down the Orit. Ethiopically, the Torah is referred to as the Orit, Orit from Araya, like a perfect example, a template in a sense. Basically, direction, instructions, and the names, the Shemot, the Simoch. And they deposited the writing for a memorial, like a witness. You know, they say witness protection. So the Ark went there for witness protection, you know, as a memorial for the latter days, so that what was right should be done for the pavilion of Zion. Now it goes on to say right here concerning the kings of Ethiopia and the kings of Rome. So one thing we can see very clearly, even from the rediscovered archaeology and pictures and paintings, that many of the early rulers during this time period, they do appear to be very melanated, right, and black, as you could say, and also in some sense Ethiopian, you know, on that particular level. So this kind of backs up and proves this aspect, at least, of the Kevra Neges. But moreover, it says, for the kings of Ethiopia, are you not as the children of Israel, right? Isn't that what the clip says? Hold on, Amos 9 and 7. What'd you say, Amos 9 and 7? Huh? What does Amos 9 and 7 say? Okay, now the thing is spinning. Right, not too sure if this thing has gone off. It's been, are you not as the children, right? Are you not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Now, the kings of Rome, one thing many people may not be familiar with, but the Yehudi, the Jews, going back even to, we'll say, the black and brown times, in their theology, they regarded Rome as Esau. So this idea, even among some Israelites today that speak, quote, about so-called, quote, white people, end quote, as being of Esau, we don't fully ascribe to that. But the reference is very Judaic Hebraic, that Esau was considered, or Rome was considered to be Esau. It's kind of interesting. We always see the Romans, they like a lot of red, right? You know, remember what happened with Esau, how he became Edom or Edom because of red, right? He was hairy, then he was called red, and people were called red ones. So Esau, right, and Rome, and Ethiopia, right, Ethiopia and Israel, right? Esau and Rome, Ethiopia and Israel. So zooming into this, it says, for the kings of Ethiopia and the kings of Rome were brethren and held the Christian faith. Now, first of all, they believed in an orthodox manner in the preaching of the apostles up to the time of Constantine and Eleni, the queen. Now, note the language here. It's interesting. In other words, it's after their time, up to this time, right, and it's their time was a pivotal time that it says that they continued to believe for 130 years. Right, so do we think that Constantine's mother lived for 130 years? So even here in the Kevra Neges, it does point to that brother Rome or brother Esau, right? Brother Esau counterfeited or changed something about the common belief. Remember Jacob and Esau, right? Wasn't they brothers, right? According to the script, Cain and Abel, wasn't they brothers, right? So we can see this likeness here. And it says, and afterwards, so in other words, after we say the time of Constantine and Eleni, right, about 130 years after. So if Constantine lived roughly around 309 to what, 37 or something like that. So if you say that's about like 400, you know, 460 something, this is when, so it's after the time of Constantine. I just want to point it out because there's additional points of reference to in other documents that we have made mention of, but just due to the time right here, you know, as we're moving forward, onward and upward, you know, we're just going to kind of pick up right here, put this into the exhibit. There's some other areas as well. Hopefully we'll get together a Kevra Neges, you know, a Kevra Neges study, you know, a Kevra Neges study group, you know, study groups on some of these ancient, you know, Ethiopic manuscripts. So those, you know, who might be able to know or figure out some, can share it with others who might not have those skills, and we can reason together, you know, and come to an over.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So today's daily psalm right here, Today's daily psalm is an interesting psalm right here, according to the royal order. When we say that, it's according to an ancient order of psalms, right? An ancient order of psalm reading that we had received from Archbishop Yitzhak's church, you know, back in the 90s. There was a calendar we found in the calendar, and also a few other places, but in the calendar, when one of the Orthodox, that was a church that His Majesty had, he had bought a building, a residence. I think it's Kedis Selassie, if we're correct. Kedis Selassie, the Holy Trinity. Kedis Selassie is the Holy Trinity in its feminine sense, and Kedus Selassie is the Holy Trinity in its masculine sense. Just want to point that out because there is that balance. A lot of that also gets lost in translation when we're reading different things and it says it. We could be it he or it she, you know, and there's a lot of cover up in the translation. But if we read and study the Ethiopic manuscripts, as we had shared earlier, the kingdom itself is feminine within its energetic level within the language and within the conceptualization. Remember that Elohim, the Almighty, Xavier, he created man, right, in his image and after his likeness. But then it says something very interesting. It says male and female, he created them. Now, one reasoning and an argument that we utilize is that, well, you know, the female, the woman is XX, and the male is XY, and there's some reasonings that can be had on that. But it was only when we started to study, as His Majesty says in the preface for his Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Revelation 5:5, that Hebrew, Ivrayist, or the Meseretawi Kwankwa, Meseretawi, Meseret is foundation. Meseretawi is foundational. Kwankwa is an Amharic way to say language. Right, you have lisan, you know, like lashon in the Hebrew. We have lisan in the right there. But he says foundational language. And we find out that the first words in Genesis, bereshis, some say in the beginning, but properly pointing, there's no definite article. Some say barashit, and that is not correctly pointed, even though some make arguments off of that, but we'll save that reasoning. Maybe have a good debate on that. That would be good. Iron sharpened iron. We only debate with our peers. But Bereshith, Reshith is found elsewhere. Reshith means the beginning in a sense, but literally it's the feminine form of Rosh. Rosh in the Hebrew is head. As we say Ras in Amharic, we say Re'is, Re'is in the Ge'ez. And the Ge'ez, Re'es. In the Hebrew, we say Rosh, right? Or Re'es, Re'es, Reshit, Resh, right? The Reshit is the female head. But in the context of the Hebrew, if you go to Proverbs of Solomon, right? You go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. In the Hebrew, it says that wisdom is the principal thing. The translator says thing and all that. But wisdom is the principal. Wisdom, she, chokmah, right, in the Hebrew, or Sophia, right, in the first century common language of the Greek, or tibeb in the Amharic, it says that wisdom, she is the reshith. She is the principal thing. Then we scroll forward to chapter 8 of Proverbs, and we find that wisdom was there before almost all the acts that we find in Moshe's first book in the first chapter of Bereshith. So this implies that when Elohim in the garden said about the man has become as one of us, many have debated who was this us. Some say it was angels. Some say it was other co-creators. Some say that it was the Son, like it was Jesus Christ, Jesus Christos. But then Father, Son, Holy Spirit is one, so they're all one. As the Father sent his word, it becomes incarnate. You know, he gave his word and he raised his word. So when the Father speaks, according to true theology, the Toledo theology, that speaking of the Father is the pre-incarnate Son, is the Word, right? Because the Word was with the Father and was the Father, yeah? Right? So it could not be that he was speaking to the Son or to the Holy Spirit, you know, because they all speak with one agreement, according to the Kevin Nagas and the teaching of the King of Kings, Christ, and his church, the true church in the professing Ethiopian Orthodox Church, the church of He Who Have the Key of Great King David, the church of Philadelphia of brotherly love. So it's wisdom, wisdom. Because when it says the man has become as one of us to know good and evil, according to the theology of the Bible and the context of the scripts, that's wisdom. In fact, Solomon does something very interesting in Proverbs. We say it's the Proverbs of Solomon. But Solomon basically introduces the teacher, the professor throughout the book of Proverbs from a Hebrew perspective, a learned Hebrew perspective, is wisdom. She, right, she is the teacher there. I emphasize this here because we hear a lot of ones talking about, oh, the Bible deceive us. Get out of here. Book deceive you? No. The white man deceive you. Right, the scribes and the Pharisees of counterfeit Christianity deceived you and I and all of I and I. But as we begin to study for ourselves, we can know the truth for ourselves. I just share a little bit of that right there, brothers and sisters, because it's important this past time that we recognize the other half of the story, you know, of our glory and the proper way to read it and to understand it. But here today's daily song, Shema Yisrael.
מזמור גימל, מזמור לדוד בבורחו מפני אבשלום בנו.
Lord, Lord,
Adonai,
Adonai,
Adonai, Adonai,
how are they increased that trouble me, that trouble me, that trouble me, that
Adonai, ma rabbu tsarai, 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 tsarai.
Many are they that rise up against, rise up against, rise up against, rise up against.
Rabbim kamim alai, 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 alai.
Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, 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 Selah. Selah.
A morning prayer in distress. Today's daily psalm is seen as a morning prayer in distress. It goes along with Psalm 4, which is seen an evening prayer in relief. Very interesting connection here, but we're going to ride up with the Royal Amharic and go through verse by verse in the time that we have here on the ear and in the irid. So here, Dubwise, native speaker, Abraham Chebude. Right, need to Alexander Scorby here, 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 plus the Hebrew, all on one dub here. But beginning off the Royal Amharic and going through the verse by verse after this, dubwise, Dennis Brown. I don't want to be no general. Here, here, let's ride out. Yes, sir. Prince of Reggae, Dennis Brown.
መዝሙር 3 ከልጁ ከአቤሴሎም ፊት በሸሸ ጊዜ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ የሚያስጨንቁኝ ምንኛ በዙ በኔ ላይ የሚቆሙት ብዙ ናቸው ብዙ ሰዎች ነፍሴን አምላክሽ አያድንሽም አሉ
አንተ ግን አቤቱ መጠጊያዬ ነህ ክብሬንና ራሴንም ከፍ ከፍ የምታደርገው አንተ ነህ በቃሌ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ጮሃል ከተቀደሰ ተራራውም ይሰማል እኔ ተኛሁ አንቀላፋሁም እግዚአብሔርም ደግፎኛልና ነቃ ከሚከቡኝ ከአላፍ ህዝብ አልፈራ ተነስ አቤቱ አምላኬ ሆይ አድነኝ አንተ የጠላቶችን መንጋጋ መስተሃልና የክፉዎችንም ጥርስ ሰብርሃልና ማዳን እግዚአብሔር ነው በረከትህም በህዝብህ ላይ ነው
Psalm 3. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone, thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord, thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, 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 Selah.
מזמור ג' מזמור לדוד בבורחו מפני אבשלום בנו אדוני מה רב צרי רבים קמים עליי רבים אומרים לנפשי אין ישועת לו ואלוהים סלע ואתה אדוני מגן בעדי כבודי ומרים ראשי קולי אל אדוני אקרא ויעמני מהר קודשו סלע. אני שכבתי ואישנה אקיצותי, כי אדוני ישמחני. לא אירא מרבבות עם, אשר סביב שטו עליי. קומה אדוני הושעני, אלוהי, כי הקיטה את כל אויבי לחי. שיני רשעים שיבטת. לאדוני הישועה, על עמך ברכתך סלע.
Psalm 3. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, 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 Selah.
Some people still searching for this truth here. Which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Let's go through the Royal Amharic, the King of Kings Bible, the Psalms, the Psalms here, verse by verse. Here is seen the morning prayer in a time of exile. In a time of exile. So make it right.
Shalamta, Shalamta, Tena, Yistarin. Today's daily song. Today's daily song. Today's daily Mezmor
sourced. Mezmor is sourced from the Mezmor Dawid, from the Psalms of David, from the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Gormawi, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. Here, we compare and contrast the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, and the KJV, the King James Version. Today's daily psalm, Mezmor Source. The third psalm, Mezmor Dawid, Psalm of David, Psalm of David, Psalm. Theme of the psalm, Yesedet Gizeh, Yesedet Gizeh, Yesedet, Sedet, Sedet, Exile, Yesedet Gizeh, the time, the Iowa, the time of exile, yet what? What? The dawning, the morning, yet what? Tzelot. Of the dawning, of the morning, Tzelot. The psalm of the morning when he fled from Absalom, his son. Now here we have the superscription, Kalidju, Ka Abe Salom, Feet, Besheshek Gizeh, yet Dawid, Mezmor, Ka from Lidju, his son, Ka from Abe Salom, from Absalom, Abe Salom, Ka Abe Salom, Feet, Feet, Face, Presence. From his son, from the presence, from the face of Abe Salom, Absalom, Besheshek Gizeh, when he fled, Besheshek Gizeh, yet Dawid of David Mezmor. Today's daily psalm, make it right out. Besim Ab, Wawelid, Wamenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source, in Jemaralen. We begin. Jemaralen, we begin. Jemaralen, we begin. Superscription again, Ndegna. Ndegna means again, Ndegna. Kalidju, Ka'abe, Salom, Feet, Peshashagize, Dawid, Mezmor, Mezmor, Mezmor. Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son, Kutev An. Abetu, Emiasa Chenkunya, Minya Bezu, Benela Yamik, Omuta Bizu Nacho. Lord, Abetu, I father, his father, O father of the house, how are they increase that trouble me, that trouble I? Emiasa Chenkunya, Emiasa Chenkunya, those who cause I tightness, anxiety, stress, distress, those who trouble I, those who cause anxiety, those who cause I and I stress. Emiasa Chenkun, Emiasa Chenkunya, Minya, Mininya, Minya, Mininya, Minya, how, Minya, Bezu, 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 Minya, Bezu, Minya, Bezu, Minya, Bezu. How are they increased? How are they enough, enough? How are they enough, enough ones that trouble I? How are mine adversaries, my stresses and distresses, how are they increased? Be'inne lai, be'inne, inne, I, be'inne lai, upon I, against I, yamik omut, omut, yamik omut, those that rise up. Bizu, bizu, nuff, bizu nacho, nuff they are, nuff of them there are. Ben elai yamikomut, bizu nacho, habetu. Emiasa chenkunya, mininya bezu, ben elai yamikomut, bizu nacho. Uter Hulet, verse 2. Bizu sewoch nefsein, amlakisha yadinishim alwa. To many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in amlak, in source, selah, pause. Uter source, uter hulet, 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 verse 2. Uter hulet, verse 2. Bizu, many, sewoch. Many people, many men, many men, many, 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 many men, enough men, enough people, enough men. Nefsein, my soul. Nefsein, my soul. Nefsein, my soul. Many people, my soul. Amlakish, ayadinishim, alwat, alwat. That say of her, that say to her, that say to my psyche, that say to my soul, that say to nefsein. Bizusawoch, nefsein. Amlakish, amlak, source. Amlakish, amlakish. Speaking to her, speaking to she, speaking to my psyche, speaking to my soul. Amlakish, your source, your amlak. Amlakish, ayadin nishim, ayadin, ayadin. Not to save, yadin, to save, ayadin. Not to save, ayadin nish, ayadin nishim. Not to save you, not to save she, speaking to her directly, speaking to my psyche directly. Amlakish, ayadin nishim. Alwat, alwat, alwat. Your source, your God, true good. Will not save you, will not save you, is not saving you, will not save you. How do many, 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 many men say, Bizu, Sawoch, Nefsein, Amlakish, Ayadin Shim, Alwat, Selah, pause, Kutar, source, verse 3. Antegin, Abetu, Metegiayene, Kabrena, Rasenim, Kef, Kef, Yemitadargo, Antene, but thou, but the I, ante, speaking to he who be, we be directly, ante gin, but the I, ante gin, ante, the I, gin, but, Abetu, I father's father, or father of the house, Metekiyayene, the I are a refuge for I, a close place, a refuge, Metekiyaye, refuge, place of shelter, a close place, Metekiyaye, my refuge. KJV says, art a shield for me, Metekiyayene, Kabrena. Kabre, my glory, Kabre, my glory, Kabrena, my glory, and Rase, my head, myself, Rasenim, and myself, my glory, and my head, myself, Kef, high, Kef, high, Yemitadargo, the I who does, who makes high, who does high, my head and my glory, Kabrena, Rasenim, Kef, Yemitadargo, Ante, Ne, Ante, the I, male, speaking to he who be, we be, directly, Ne, the I are, the I be my glory, and the lifter up of my head, of Rase, of myself, my head, Kuta Arat, verse 4, Bekale, Bekale, what a ekasiavi heritage halo. Katek edese, terarawima yisamanya. I cried, I shouted, I called to ekasiavi heritage, stating the good, the generous, open hand, our Father, Jah, with my voice. Bekale, kale, my voice, my word, kale. Kal, word, kal, voice, kale, my word, my voice, bekale, be. Kale, be, kale, by way of my word, by way of my voice, where there towards Ekeziaviher, sustain it's a halo, I shout out, I call out to the sustainer, I cried to the sustainer with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy, his island, his set apart hill, Katekedese, that which is holy, that which is set apart, Katekedese, from the holy Teraraum, and from his holy Terara, Teraraum, Katekedese, Teraraum, Yisamanya, he has heard, he will hear, out of his holy, his island, his set apart hill, his set apart mountain, Katekedese, Teraraum, Yisamanya, Selah. I laid me down and slept. Ine, I myself, Tenyahu, I laid down. Ankelafahum, and slept. Ekaziavi Harim, and the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father, Degfo Nyalina, Degfo, supporting, sustaining, Degfo Nyalina, sustaining I, supporting I, Ekaziavi Harim, Degfo Nyalina, for Ekaziavi, the sustainer, sustained I, he supported I, the sustainer supported I, Nekau, Nekahu, Nekau, and I awaked. Kutav Sadist, verse 6. Kamiya kababunya ka'alafa his alisaram. Kamiya kababunya. Kami kababunya, from those who surround, encircle, I. Kami kababunya ka'alaf, from thousands, his thousands of people, alisaram. I will not fear. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves, Kamika Babun, against I, round about, Uter Sabat, verse 7. Tenes abetu amlakehoi adenem ante yetratochena mengaga metitehalina yekufuochnim tars sabrahalina. Arise, tenes, a command saying to get up, rise up, tenes, arise, abetu, I father, his father, father of the house, amlaki hoi, amlaki, my source, my amlak, amlaki, my source, hoi, oh, my source, My father is father, father of the house. Tenes, tenes sabetu. I'm like, hoy, arise, oh Lord. Save me, save I. Adenang, adenang, adenang. Save me, save I. Save I, O my source, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou, the eye, hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Ante, ante the eye, speaking to he who be, we be directly. Ante, yet alatoche na men gaga metetahalina. Yet alatoche, alatoche, my haters, yet alatoche of my haters. Men gaga, the cheekbones, metetahalina, metete, the eye has hit, metetahalina, for the eye has hit. The cheekbone, the cheek, man, gaga, of my haters, the eye, the eye, the eye. Yekufuochnim tars, yekufuochnim, yekufuoch, kufuoch, the ungodly, kufuoch, the evil ones, the bad man, yekufuochnim tars, 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 the tars, teeth, yekufuochnim tars, sabrahalina, the eye, male, has broken the teeth of the ungodly, of the evil, the bad mind. Kuter cement, verse 8. Madan ye egziavi herno, bereket to him the hisbilaino. Salvation, madan, madan ye egziavi herno, madan. Salvation, saving, medicine, salvation, madan ye of egziavi her, of the sustainer, of the good, the generous, the open-handed. Ah, nau, it is. Salvation belongeth to the sustainer, to egziavi her. Bereket to him and the eyes, bereket, bereket, blessing, bereket, bereket to him and the eye, male's blessing, bereket to him, behizbih, his people, behizbih, the eyes, people, behizbih, lie upon the eyes, people, nau, it is, thy blessing is upon thy people, selah, 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 selah.
And just here again, right here, the native speaker, Abraham Chabuda, the first Bob Marley says, I want, next verse in Amharic, yeah?
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashme, Ethiopia Menage, you know? But I want the next verse with Amharic. But I want the next verse with Amharic.
Here.
Mazmur Sost. Kalju Kabeselum fit Bashegize, Yedawit Mazmur. Avitu Yemiasch and Nukwing Meningabazu. Benila Yemik Omut Bazunacho. ብዙ ሰዎች ነፍሴን አምላክሽ አያድንሽም አሏ አንተ ግን አቤቱ መጠጊያዬ ነህ ክብሬንና ራሴንም ከፍ ከፍ የምታደርገው አንተ ነህ በቃሌ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ጮሃለሁ ከተቀደሰ ተራራውም ይሰማኛል እኔ ተኛሁ አንቀላፋሁም እግዚአብሔርም ደግፎኛልና ነቃሁ ከሚከቡኝ ከአእላፍ ሕዝብ አልፈራም ተነስ አቤቱ አምላኬ ሆይ አድነኝ አንተ የጠላቶችን መንጋጋ መታሃልና የክፎችንም ጥርስ ሰብርሃልና ማዳን እግዚአብሔር ነው በረከትህም በሕዝብህ ላይ ነው
Yes, 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 right here, a couple more moments right here on this podcast, but this is Psalm 3. Right, we have the third psalm right here, Psalm 3, seeing the morning prayer in distress from the Ethiopic perspective. It's a morning prayer, but in exile. It says that the psalm, the chant, the mezmor in the Amharic enunciation, mezmor, a chant, mizmor in the Hebrew, the chant, it speaks for itself. So the chant in this sense would be like, I and I would say the Isis, you know, the Mizmor, the chant, it speaks for itself. It is a sublime expression of trust in the Geziah and Sustainer and Hailahim, the Almighty Power's help, when beset by relentless enemies. There's a close connection with Psalm 4 that is discernible. And these two psalms, it's often seen that these two psalms, when we study it, they go together. One, a morning prayer and distress, Psalm 3, and then Psalm 4, an evening prayer in relief. So we can see this close connection between Psalm 3 and Psalm 4. And the latter, speaking of Psalm 4, is to be understood, understood, and hopefully overstood as its sequel. From verse chapter 3, Psalm 3, verse 5, right? From Psalm 3 here, today's daily psalm, it is deduced, we can deduce, make a deduction that we have here a morning, right, a morning prayer. In the words that reads right here, where it says in the sixth verse here, reading from the Hebrew perspective, I lay me down and I sleep. I awake for Yahweh, Yahweh, the sustainer, sustaineth me, sustaineth I. So a connection right here, you know, there's that prayer that people teach, now lay me down to sleep, blah, 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 my soul to take. I don't really like that kind of thing there. I'm having my parents never taught me that or whatnot or made me say that. You know, if you had, then hopefully this is much better right here. You know, the feeling, the perception of confidence, of eifidence, one can say jofidence or godfidence, which says I sleep, the knowledge that he had Haile him, the almighty power, as a shield, made it possible for him and I to sleep, to rest at night when the danger, you know, at night, the danger of sudden attack is greatest. Now, the context here is concerning Dawit. Today's daily psalm, the superscription brings it out. A psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. A little bit too much to get into the background on that, but, you know, the son, you know, fathers and sons, you know. So from Psalm 3, around about verse 5 in the KJV, right, it is deduced that we have here a morning prayer, whereas in Psalm 4 at verse 9, some suggest that we have a night prayer. Right, a night prayer, the last verse right here, which would be verse 8 probably in the KJV, the numbering is different. In peace will I both lay me down and sleep. For thou, Lord, Abiertu, my father is father, or Ab of the Bates, father of the house, makest me, makest I, even I and I, to dwell alone, all one, alone in safety. So these would be better words to kind of like, in fact, we've adopted the mantra, the Heilakal, as we say in Amharic, the word of power, the Heilakal, that we have in Psalm 3 at verse 5 in the KJV. I lay me down and I sleep. I awake, for Jehovah sustaineth me. This many times say upon waking, you know, I lay me down and I sleep, or the senses I slept. Right, I awake, now I'm awake, for Jehovah has sustained me. His first and our first thought on waking should be I and I indebtedness to the source of the almighty power, the sustainer of the breath of life, the mercy to Haile him for coming safely through the night and having our breath restored to I and I. This fortifies I and I to face what a new day may bring. Then in Psalm 4 right here, King James wise, it'll be verse 8 in the Hebrew, verse 9, which says, in peace, in shalom, bishalom, in peace, bisalam, in salam, in peace, will I both lay me down and sleep. This is a good word sound, you know, a good chant, you know, upon taking one's rest. For thou, the I, O Yahweh, Jehovah, makest I to dwell alone in safety. In peace will I both lay me down and sleep. The both in the Hebrew is a sense of together. I'm both going to lay down and I'm going to take a rest. And mind now being freed from anxiety, lying down and resting and sleep becomes united, tawahido, muwahad, one. And he and I is not kept awake, you know, by phobias or fears, false evidence appearing real, phobias or people's bad minds and attitudes or of the impending danger that might be. Because he who be, who he be, the sustainer, sustainest I and I can dwell alone in safety. This is a verse brought out from the Orit, right, the Torah, in 33 and 28, Deuteronomy 33 and 28, that sense of dwelling alone in safety. Even the hidden empire, Ethiopia, this word sound, yes? Even without human allies, I and I is able and able to enjoy shalom and safety. The Hebrew accentuation, however, it favors more the sense of for the I, O Jehovah, alone. So in the Hebrew, it's not that you make me to dwell alone in safety, but bringing out the Hebrew accentuation, a more better translation would be for the I, O Jehovah, alone. Alone is the one alone maketh I dwell. To him alone is he and I, and we indebted for I and I safety. So what we have in these two psalms is a prayer upon, you know, a word sound upon laying down, a meditation, and also a give thanks upon rising up, both in Psalm 3, right, at verse 5 in the KJV, right, upon rising up, I awake for Jehovah sustain me. And in Psalm 4 at verse 8 in the KJV, in peace will I both lay me down and sleep and take a rest. For the eye of Jehovah alone maketh I to dwell in shalom and safety. Just wanted to share that right there. You know, Heilig Al, the Heilig Al is like the words of power. Right. So from that area in the psalm, Psalm 3, roughly verse 5 in the KJV, is deduced that we have a morning prayer upon rising in the morning. And then from Psalm 4, King James Version, verse 8, Psalm 4, verse 8, this suggests a nighttime prayer. The first of the two psalms is accordingly a cry, a call, a shout of the heart, heart to cup, called forth by a present danger. And the second psalm, Psalm 4, is a song of relief uttered when the peril seemed less imminent. The circumstances is specified once again in Psalm 3 in the superscription or in the little small type, the little small type. I'd like to go through some verse by verse here, but for ones who want to get the context, scripturally speaking, 2 Samuel. Chapter 15 to 2 Samuel, chapter 17. So from 2 Samuel chapter 15 to 2 Samuel chapter 17 brings out when David, when he had fled from Absalom, his son, how many are mine adversaries become. There was a messenger that brought David, King David, the information. Now, look how, one might say this is a mythos, a myth, right? But look how the myth can manifest, right, in the revelation. We see this even with Ketamawi Haile Selassie. But he didn't really flee from it. He actually went to it, but with his son. In other words, you know, rising up or getting caught up in this conspiracy, right? Here in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 13, it says, the hearts of the men of Israel, of Yasharallah, are after Absalom. And it is clear from the narrative that we have in 2 Samuel chapter 15 to chapter 17 that the rebellious son had a considerable, you know, a considerable following. So here, brothers and sisters, we're going to just seal up very shortly right here. There's a little more we would like to share, but looking at the time, you know, today's daily psalm, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Consider these words in the light of the verse. It is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. In Proverbs 21 and 15, it is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. This verse may mean that when he executes judgment, it is a joy to the righteous one of the world. Why? Because he is thereby exalted in the world. As it is said even in Isaiah, Yahuwah Sabaoth, Jehovah of hosts of armies, is exalted through judgment. And Ha'el, Ha'il, the Almighty Power HaKadosh, the Holy One, the set apart one, is sanctified, is set apart through righteousness. Isaiah 5:16. Or how about the verse, it is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. This also may be brought out in meaning that when he dealt the measure of judgment to his holy temple in 70 AD and destroyed it, it was a joy to HaSadiq, to the righteous one, Ha Olamim of the world, the universal righteous one, as it is said even in Psalm 68, verse 36, O Elohim, almighty power, Hailahim, awful art thou because of thy holy, thy isle of places. One had commented on what John did to his holy places, Rab Yohanan, and said, since Ha'el, Hailahim, did not spear his own house and his own temple, how much more awesome, dreadfully will he deal with those of others when he comes to punish others? Or how about the verse again? It is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. This also may mean that when he executes judgment upon righteous men, it is a joy to them. Why? Because he cleanses them and I thereby of I transgressions and of them transgressions. So it's a joy to the righteous to do judgment. This is true, you may see from the example of Dawid HaMelech of Negus, Dawid of King David. As soon as the measure of Ha'el, the almighty power's judgment struck him, Dawid began to rejoice and compose a psalm. What psalm? The psalm right here, Psalm 3, Mizmor LeDawid BeBarcho MiPnei Abshalom BeNo, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Here. Yes, all right. Just a little more right here. Another comment on today's daily psalm. A psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, BeNo, his son. As to the exact order of David's Psalms, Scripture says elsewhere, man knoweth not the order thereof, in Job chapter 28, verse 13. Rav Eliezer had taught, the sections of Scripture are not arranged in their proper order. For if they were arranged in their proper order, and any man so read them, he would be able to resurrect the dead or perform other miracles. For this reason, the proper order of the sections of Scripture is hidden from mortals and is known only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be he, who said, according to Isaiah, Yeshaya 44 and 7, who, as I, can read and declare it and set it in order. Rav Yaakov said in the name of Rav Aha, why is the psalm on Gog and Magog, the second psalm, Gog and Magog psalm, Psalm 2, placed next to the psalm on Absalom? Why? To tell you that a wicked, a ratchet son works greater cruelty upon his father than will the wars of Gog and Magog. When Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, he sought to arrange the psalms in their proper order, a heavenly voice, the call bat call, the daughter's voice came forth and commanded, do not rouse that which slumbers. When Rav Yishmael, in the presence of his master, his teacher, sought to arrange the psalms in their proper order, his master, Rebbo, said to him, it is written even in Psalm 111, verses 7 to 8, all his commandments are sure. They stand conjoined forever and ever, the time indefinite. They are done in truth and uprightness. Burhana Meskelu, brothers and sisters, outro right here. Want to be no general. Burhana Meskelu, I got a side too. We'll be right back.
Psalm 3. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, 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 Selah.
מזמור גימל. מזמור לדוד, בבורחו מפני אבשלום בנו. אדוני, מה רבו צרי, רבים קמים עליי, רבים אומרים לנפשי, הן ישועת לו, ואלוהים סלע. ואתה, אדוני, מגן בעדי, כבודי ומרים ראשי. קולי אל אדוני אקרא, ויעמני מהר קודשו סלע. אני שכבתי ואישנה הקיצותי, כי אדוני ישמחני. לא אירא מרבבות עם, אשר סביב שעתו עליי. קומה אדוני הושעני, אלוהי, כי הקיטה את כל אויבי לחי. שיני רשעים שברת, לאדוני הישועה, על עמך וברכתך סלע.
מזמור סוס כלג'ו קבי סלום פית בששי גזי ידעוית מזמור אביתו ימייס צ'ן קוין מנינגע בזו בנילה ימיק עמות בזונת בזו סוות נפסין አምላክሽ አያድንሽም አለ አንተ ግን አቤቱ መጠጊያዬ ነህ ክብሬንና ራሴንም ከፍ ከፍ የምታደርገው አንተ ነህ በቃሌ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ጮሃለሁ ከተቀደሰ ተራራውም ይሰማኛል እኔ ተኛሁ አንቀላፋሁም እግዚአብሔርም ደግፎኛልና ነቃ ከሚከቡኝ ከአላፍ ህዝብ አልፈራ ተነስ አቤቱ አምላኬ ሆይ አድነኝ አንተ የጠላቶችን መንጋጋ መታሃልና የክፎችንም ጥርስ ሰብርሃልና ማዳን እግዚአብሔር ነው በረከትህም በሕዝብህ ላይ ነው
Psalm 3 Lord how are they increased that trouble me many are they that rise up against me many there be which say of my soul there is no help for him in God Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, 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 Selah.
Baraka, 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 blessings be upon the Rastafari Yehudim, Rastafari Israeli, upon Ethiopia, we know Chulu and all good people. Yes, I, Barhana Meskella, Lesalama Derasachu, the light of his cross.
reach the I and I. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom.